Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Allie Bromson knew she was onto something when she spotted a crazy-looking crater on the face of Mars. Trying to explain the crater's strange shape, Bromson, a graduate student in the University of Arizona's Lunar and Planetary Laboratory, and her colleagues zeroed in on the fact that it was terraced rather than bowl-shaped like most craters of its size. Terraces can form when there are layers of different materials in the planet's subsurface, such as dirt, ice, or rock. Beneath the surface, they discovered an enormous slab of water ice, measuring 130 feet thick and covering an area equivalent to that of California and Texas combined. They say the ice was a result of snowfall, which can most easily explain the thickness and widespread nature of the excess ice observed. Read the full article at artbell.com. It's the ultimate science fiction. The immense power of the sun is harnessed and converted into a massive phased array of laser beams that have the potential to intercept and deflect asteroids before they smash into the Earth. But in this case, fiction may actually be closer to reality. DESTAR, or Directed Energy System for Targeting of Asteroids and Exploration, the brainchild of UC Santa Barbara physicist Philip Lubin and Gary B. Hughes, a researcher and professor at California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo, is designed to do exactly that. And that's not all. The DESTAR system could be leveraged for many other uses, such as stopping the rotation of a spinning asteroid and achieving relativistic propulsion. Now, students at Lubin's experimental cosmology group have produced graphic demonstrations of this and other possible functions, albeit on a much smaller scale in the lab. You can read the full article at artbell.com. Alongside Night, the movie to see this summer. This is a prophetic tale written three decades ago. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules and star of the hit movie God's Not Dead. In a collapsing near future, America High School senior Elliot Freeland searches for his missing father and family. But this puts him in between the grips of an out-of-control government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. This movie is packed with action, twists and turns, and an eye-opening message of hope. If you see only one movie this summer, make it Alongside Night.
The three-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
New photos from NASA's space probe Dawn, sent from the surface of the dwarf planet Ceres, have revealed some new details that have researchers positively puzzled. Of particular interest is the strange pyramid-shaped mountain with a flat top and the bright striped area that's shown in the photos. Ralph Jamon, principal investigator on the Mars Express at the Gehrman Center for Air and Space Flight in Cologne, says what we're looking at in these photos is something that we've never seen anywhere else in the entire solar system. The Dawn is now only 1,470 kilometers above Ceres' surface. Researchers at the DLR said much closer than its last observation orbit at 4,400 kilometers, which means the probe can transmit pictures with far greater detail. Take a look at these so-called pyramid photos on Ceres at artbell.com. Well, our next story comes from our newest writer on the Dark Matter News team, Haunted Skeptic. And the question comes to mind, did she see it coming? The cereal company General Mills is allegedly being sued by Psychic Readers Network for use of the Miss Cleo persona in one of their recent commercials advertising a reboot of their brand Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Oddly enough, it was Yuri Del Harris, Miss Cleo herself, who reprised her own role for the ad. According to sources, the federal suit claims that the Miss Cleo character was copyrighted under Miss Cleo Creatives in 2002 and is still owned by Psychic Readers Network. Miss Cleo's attorney, through an alleged conversation with the Sun Sentinel, claims that they've never seen anything from the Psychic Readers Network saying she needed to cease and desist from using the persona. In 2002, Psychic Readers Network was the subject of an investigation by the Federal Trade Commission on charges of deceptive advertising, billing, and collection practices, though Miss Cleo was not charged. The company settled for a fraction of the amount collected from the hotlines with federal authorities. During the investigation, information emerged that Miss Cleo was not Jamaican, as the network had promoted, but that the infomercial star was really born in Los Angeles. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.